Hey, Big Love fam, welcome to Super Freak. This is a high vibe podcast, y'all, exploring all things frequencies, how they govern form, shape our realities, and are the key to living from your full potential. It's non-woo combos about super woo shit, unpacking what I call the science of self, from body and soul literacy to the power of understanding vibration, higher consciousness, quantum physics, and spiritual psych. Let this podcast become a resource for you on your journey to self-mastery. If you're curious and ready to free your mind, unlock the body, and truly become limitless, then you're in the right place. I'm your host, Tally. This is Super Freak, awakening for the next gen. Let's go. All right, everybody, continuing with the pulling back the curtain on one-to-one sessions series for the podcast. We're going to dive into Sabrina's session. This was her first one. So I'm giving you kind of a range of those who have had sessions with me for a while, and then those who kind of drop in, who get attracted to the content or attracted to the podcast that I'm making.
Focus on your sternum and then the brainstem for me. I'm going to just put you into the body space a little bit more, kind of outline the physical body, outline the energy body, and then run some of my own protocols, just clean up some debris, spiritual debris. So there's like this little zip drive that came on and just like unloaded all this information. So there's like three kind of fundamental areas all funneling down to identity, understanding who you are at a deeper level, a deeper sense of purpose, connection to yourself, therefore other, and like wanting to know more intently about what you give back to the world. Kind of there's this deep service contract that you have within yourself. I'm not sure if you're actually looking to switch careers or something. There's this fundamental authenticity that you're seeking. Most people I work with right now are in this huge pivot where they're seeking more access to themselves. And what's overlaying that is some like there's martyrism and there's a guilt shame kind of oscillate overlay, right? There's like this religious indoctrination around good girl, bad girl, also like obligation to family service, this kind of thing. There's imprintation on the nervous system that isn't you that happened very, very early on, like a 2 or 3, 4, 5 year old version of you that feels like they have to do things a certain way and not to disappoint the family kind of system. If you're living your life tiptoeing around ideology, then it kind of undermines your own self-expression. So you can have it all, but it will come at the disappointment of other people at first. So does that make sense? Does that resonate what I'm saying with
the religion? Not so much, but that doesn't mean that didn't happen.
Right.
Religion, not so much. I've been in this field of service, big life pivot in 2020 and completely shifted my career. And
perfect.
So I'm in that now, but that's my lifelong forward journey.
Yeah. Perfect. The service piece and the indoctrination of the religion piece. Let me explain that for a second, because I don't necessarily see it on your line per se. Like, well, I do, but it's not this generation. It's like generations before this that had almost an orthodoxy-ness about it, like a rigidity and a ritual. Like every Sunday was this, or every Thursday or Friday it was this. Yeah. And then there's been a modernization, a stepping away from that. But the blanket pattern in the line is that you are not allowed to have access to your own personal power without this type of service. So the service contract has been distorted over time. Does that make sense?
Yes, if that resonates.
Are you in energy type of work or like a reflective type of work is the best way I can describe it? Like either like perfect. Okay. Yeah. Reflective kind of guidance, energy, movement kind of stuff. Yeah. I see you holding space essentially. So perfect. Yeah. I feel like this is going to build, you'll build on top of this foundation of this breath work facilitation, because essentially you're breathing new life into things. So you're bringing new life into perspective and perspective shifts. So this identity and this pivot, that's why I was picking up on. It's like, are you changing careers or have you? Because this is like, you're on this, you had basically a crossroads and then you chose this, which was awesome. So it's going to make this dismantling of who you think you are even better, faster. And so you can continue to render who you truly are faster. Yeah. Let's see what we can do today around some of this stuff that I talked about. So I'm just going to get a little quiet and start organizing some of these patterns out. So like your dark identity, that's not right. These shadow identity, the shadow disempowerment patterns that was coming from religious indoctrination, and then those subcategories, et cetera. Yeah. And then undermining of dark of personal self-expression. So I call that dark self-expression. Start informing brainstem, and then actually draw a line from the brainstem all the way to the center of the brain for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there's going to be a line. Now imagine there's a figure eight going from the left to the right hemisphere, like hemisyncing these two sides. Mm-hmm. And then another figure eight going to the front to the back, hemisyncing, or let's say coalescing or cohering, better word, front and back. And it meets these functions, these executive functions, this network, upgrading your network in a way. My sense is like you will work with people individually, if you're not already, besides groups, and you'll kind of sense, feel, know into it what is blocking them. So you'll be working on, it's just a guidance. You're just a divine guide, conduit. So yeah, you'll be building on this facilitation practice. Did you go to school for psychology or something, or like medicine or like?
I did a psychology program.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, great. The reason why I asked that is because I was like, you have an understanding of patterns, of like psychology and patterns. It's probably the reason why you're talking to me.
Yes. So you helped me a lot with that, with the patterning and the tracking.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. So good.
That's awesome. A long time coming.
Yeah, amazing. Good for you. Yeah. So I was like, you're right there. Like between the psychology background, the understanding, it's all starting to move together. So this is like really kind of exciting for me because I can work on you really quick and just kickstart this momentum for you. And because you have a breathwork practice, you can stay in the zero point faster.
Yeah.
And that's what's needed. It's really needed.
Yeah.
Staying with the body. Okay. Cool. Exactly. The body can pace. The body can pace with the work. So. Yes. Okay. Upper back. Just going to work on like some disappointment, betrayal, burden, over responsibility, this kind of thing. I'm not sure if you're the oldest, but you have like an older sibling vibe.
Yeah, I've got that.
I am,
but that's just kind of in me.
Yeah. You have an older maturity vibe about you where people feel like, I'm just going to tell you stuff. Yes. I'm just going to tell Sabrina.
Yes.
You kind of have people feel safe to tell you stuff. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's a really kind of fantastic frequency to hold. But yeah, it's almost like this. Yeah, you have a stability frequency, which is good. However, sometimes on the inside, it may not feel that way for you.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of.
It's like two
versions. There's an outward version, kind of protective outward version. And then there's an inward experience that is starting to actually start coalesce and become more congruent. There's this light disconnect here. It's almost like a glitch. So it's the empath program. Okay. It's a bit people pleasy too. Okay. So. You see, I'm just going to go. I'm trying to see how far I can go back to delete this guy.
Okay.
So we'll do dark empath. We'll throw dark empath child, dark distorted healer, dark distorted breathwork in there, just in case there's any interference. And then dark people pleasing, dark behavior, dark mind with behavior, all these little subsets. Yeah. So it's like a deeper access to yourself, deeper intimacy with self, and therefore other. Yeah. Oh, it's a judgment pattern. Okay. It's under this discernment judgment pattern under. Yeah. So let me work on that too. Another minute and a half here for the rest of this to delete out.
Is there certain parts of the body where these exist?
They used to be, for me, I used to read, like not read, but they specifically work very differently where all the patterns would run through me and they would show up in the body. And then, right, I would be reflective of you because I needed to feel them so I could understand the information. Now, all of that imploded and I literally just have, like, I'm basically a big computer. Now I just have a screen and I get like a zip file.
Yeah.
And I have the information now. Like I have basically, I'm creating this software and then your highest self is utilizing my software to delete, if that makes sense. But yeah. I'll say this. Yeah. identity, a lot of it is all in the chest. Identity is all in the sternum. I used to see identity all around. So fear, anxiety, who am I? And the identity is all kind of sternum. Mm-hmm. Brainstem is old information, right? Survivability information, old ideas, perceptive ideas, this kind of stuff. Brain would be all variations of things, right? Kind of everything, how you're processing information. What are you actually looking for, right? The brain, again, has no feelings. It doesn't care. It doesn't know anything. It doesn't even know what the hell is going on unless the nervous system tells it. So when I want to, the reason you'll see, I'm going to do an exercise with you in a minute. You'll see that I reset the nervous system after every pattern change because it needs new information. It has to upgrade to a new zero point. Right. So it doesn't reference these old points.
Right. Where would victim exist? Because that's something
That disempowerment pattern. So the religious and personal disempowerment pattern, people pleasing is all looped up into dark victim. Yeah. And because it's an identity reference point, your identity is wrapped around victim. It's at identity level. Some people will run it differently. It might be with abuse. And that will be a lot of times, obviously, in the sexual organs, in the lower part of the body. But I don't clear a lot in the lower, a lot much anymore, interestingly enough. I sometimes might. I might, like in sessions and stuff. So specifically when I was doing the dark love, distorted love series, there was so much around disorganized love, disenfranchised love, that a lot of it was emotional, psychological versus physical. Oh. People who actually end up coming from disorganized, disenfranchised love usually reference a lot of abandonment stuff. It's emotional abandonment, emotional avoidant, these kinds of things, or emotionally unavailable parent, not being held, not being seen. Yeah. And also coming from some aspect of neglect and abuse. Usually if there's a victim pattern running, people will manifest or create or attract some type of abuse to them to override worthiness.
If I see these as channels, like I asked, I closed my eyes and I said, I'd asked to see, just get a peek at what you're doing. And I saw like pillars of energy. Is that just my own higher self showing me in a way that would resonate with me?
That's it. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So when people say, I want to learn how to do this, I was like, can't do that. Because then you'll be taking on how I work. Now I can guide you and to create your own system. So a lot of people who work with me one-on-one right now, my mentorship clients, a handful of them are basically refined healers that are trying to create a new system for themselves, or practitioners that are trying to create a system for them to see, so they can see patterns. So your highest self created basically a AI projection, a holographic projection, so you could see the channels. So let's say, for example, when you're working with people and you have your 5-6 channels, right? Mm-hmm. And let's say you have a tendency to really work towards, or let's say you have a propensity to really like abuse or alcoholism or addiction or emotional or like neglected children. Okay. Like you kind of have a field that you're more interested in.
Yeah.
Then you will see that thing first, the most. Mm-hmm. So when I was coming up with the acronym and working on the thesis for the book, SLAVE emerged. And I was like, that is insane. Okay. Like, but I was really, really crazy and interested in like disempowerment patterns and religion and like all of this. And so all of this came up and I'm like, fuck, this is crazy. I gotta get this written now. Like trying to get it written. So pay attention to that. Ask for that. Show me, like, if I was going to see victim in the body, where would that be? So first thing that comes to mind, right? What channel is that? How can I clear that in breath work? How can I lead a group to clear victim in breath work? That kind of thing. Okay. So this exercise that I'm going to share with you now, so we can reset the body, and then just imagine there's cosmic gel. So it's like adrenal, pick a color. So moving into the center of the brain, the neural pathways of the brain, 12 current cranial nerves of the brain, the brainstem, all 33 vertebrae into the sacral part of the body. And it's going to coat the central nervous system, which is so important. So important. So before and after, so you can create your own sequence of somehow this, whenever I run people can just easily visualize this, like a cosmic trainer running through their body. They're like, woo, yay. And that's how my nervous system resets. You can create one for yourself. Okay. So ask your highest self, like before, after each class or whatever you're doing, your clients, just, or for yourself individually, how can I reset my nervous system in a way I understand that will integrate this into my body?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that one resonated. I saw it very clearly.
Beautiful. Love that. Yeah. For some reason, that one just works. Yeah. So you can pick a different color. You can ask to go up to the next octave and pick that and have that draw in, because you really kind of can navigate dimensions. So I would almost say that you could challenge yourself, like, let's see if I just plug you into this next blockchain altogether, which is like 4 or 5 octaves from where you are now. See if you can just feel that resonance and pull yourself there. Not pull, but like just put yourself on that trajectory, right? Like I've helped you already. See what that feels like for you and how quickly you can start to traverse these micro layers within the dimensions, that kind of thing. Say, okay, move me 4 or 5 octaves and see if I can hold that resonance. And then eventually you can jump multiples.
I feel like the left side of my body.
Yeah. So perfect. So now you know that's where the drag is. So the M line needs the healing. So the M line is the heavier karmic load for you than the P line right now.
Okay.
Right. Usually, I mean, I had it all, right? I had all everything. So it will come in waves. Like your right side might lock up first and then your left side, and it'll switch back and forth. So if you have a heavier, or let's say your left side pings faster than your right side, your P line needs the healing. Your P line has work to do.
Got it. Right. Cause it's heavier. Yeah. Got it.
That's it.
That was interesting.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Fun stuff, right? So you can track in a different way. So each person's different, right?
That's so interesting. Yeah. It felt like the right side just didn't move at all.
Yeah. There you go. So now, you know, you're like, okay, I have to start working on the P line.
Okay.
The emotional unavailability, the avoidance, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yep. Wow.
Amazing. Good for you.
Hey, thank you.
Oh, it's an honor. Really cool. Beautiful to share space with you, help you out. Yeah, I'm here to help you. So I will speak to you when I speak to you next, and let me know if you have any questions.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time and your work. Of course. I really appreciate it.
Oh, have a good honor, my dear. Thank you. Cheers.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening, you guys. Please make sure to leave a review and follow the fun on social media, because that's how it works in this world. In the meantime, get your freak on. I'll see you in the next session.